Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. With me is Thais St. Julien, and our program today is in the form of a question. And that question is, who is Anonymous for? If you listen to medieval music a lot or do a lot of reading about medieval music, you probably have come across the name Anonymous for. And the four is written in Roman numerals, that is an I and a V. And hence, that's one of the anonymous fours that we'll be talking about today. The other anonymous four is that the four is written as an Arabic numeral, as our regular four is written. So who are these two people that are referred to as anonymous and also as four? Well, the first one that we'll be dealing with, Anonymous Four, the one with the IV, as using that for the four, actually is a designation given to a writer of a very important treatise of medieval music theory. He was probably an English student who was working in Notre Dame in Paris, and most likely in the 1270s or the 1280s. Nothing is known of his life. We don't even know whether he was a male or a female, but we're assuming that he was a male. But he wrote so much about the Notre Dame school in Paris, even naming two of those composers. And those composers were Léonin and Perrotin, both with only one name indications. We're going to listen to one of the pieces, or rather two of the pieces by Perrotin, as mentioned by Anonymous Four. And these two pieces are performed by the Hilliard Ensemble. And Thais will tell me what these pieces are.
The pieces are Veni Creator Spiritus, followed by Videruunt Omnes.
two pieces of music by the composer from the Notre Dame period, and his name was Perrotin. We heard first the Veni Creator Spiritus, and following that the Viderunt Omnes, which happens to be maybe one of my favorite medieval composition ever written. A three-part composition using a three-part polyphony, which was unique for this particular period, and that was written about by the famed Anonymous Four, who is one of the two Anonymous Fours we're dealing with today. That's why our program is called Who is Anonymous Four? Well, we're leaving that Anonymous Four and now going to the contemporary Anonymous Four. And contemporary Anonymous Four uses the four as Arabic numeral, as we write our number four today. And this is a female vocal ensemble built up of four females. That's why they call Anonymous Four. And the name actually is a pun on the name used to refer to an anonymous English theorist that I mentioned, from whom we heard the previous music. The four singers actually started back in 1992 performing, and they've been performing throughout the years and maybe have had at least, I think, a dozen CDs to their credit. And as I read in Wikipedia just recently, they're planning to have their upcoming 2015-2016 season as their final season and will disband, unfortunately, I think. But from a recording that made Love's Illusion, they recorded motets from the so-called Montpellier Codex. Let me explain the medieval motet. Medieval motet is built upon a bass line, which is referred to really as a tenor line. It has nothing to do with the type of voice to sing that line, but is merely the bottom line, which is the basis for the whole piece. The bottom line is usually one segment of a chant or one complete melody of a chant that's repeated over and over again as necessary, while above that, one, two, three, or sometimes four additional lines are added, which are in polyphony. And they're not very long pieces. As a matter of fact, some of them last really just maybe a little bit over a minute. And from this recording of Love's Illusion by Anonymous Four, we're going to hear eight of the pieces they recorded.
We'll start with a piece that in itself has three levels. The piece that we're going to hear has the tenor, Johanne. The next piece, another love song, has a tenor of Sperabit. The following love song has a tenor of Kyrie Eleison. The next is a piece that praises God, and here the tenor is Cumque. And then we'll end with the tenor of Johanne for another love song.
Thank you.
the contemporary female vocal ensemble, Anonymous Four, performing from their CD called Love's Illusions. We heard eight of the motets from the Montpellier Codex from the 13th century. And now we're going to continue with the contemporary Anonymous Four from another CD that they recently made called American Angels. And these are songs of hope, redemption, and glory.
We'll begin with Holy Manna, Brethren, We Have Met to Worship. Then Abbeville, Come, Holy Spirit, Come. Following, Wondrous Love, What Wondrous Love Is This? Sweet Hour of Prayer, followed by Jewett, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. And we actually have a composer for that, Sophie Jewett.
Oh,
And finishing our program of Anonymous Four, performing their five pieces from their CD called American Angels, Songs of Hope, Redemption, and Glory. I hope you understand now who the two Anonymous Fours are, and I think there were an Anonymous One, Two, and Three, but they were not as important as Anonymous Four was in the 1200s.
Thank you so much for being with us today. I just love this program. I love American music, so it's nice to hear authentic American, early American music. Thank you all for being here to hear this wonderful music, being with us here on Continuum. We look forward to having you join us again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.